Hello.
Hey Margaret, it's Forrest. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, I know our conversation the other day, you said you hadn't, been working with Emily, but I got an email from her last night sending me a purchase agreement that you had signed.
Yes.
Okay, so now you are working with her?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can I ask, just, person to person, what changed? I guess I have to apologize. Did I do something wrong?
No, it's just if you do not purchase the house, because in there it says you have the 15 days, and if you do not purchase it, then she is going to, I guess, what you call it, put up, advertise it for sale and everything.
Okay. Well, I just don't understand, where the communication went wrong because, you and I had agreed to 150, and then when Emily first entered the picture, you said you weren't in a listing agreement with her, you hadn't signed any paperwork.
Right, I hadn't.
And she had told me that she had, so she was lying to me. And then you asked for 155, and then I said, Margaret, we've already agreed to the 150. I can't do the 155. And you said, okay. And then last night she sends me an offer for 160, a counter offer at 160. When I already told you that, we couldn't do the 155, and then we had already agreed to the 150 verbally. I just don't understand. What have I
Well,
done wrong? What am I missing here?
nothing. I was just, because there was, another agent that I had already, talked to before any of all of this. And he said that I could probably get, 165, the least for it.
And I told you the math, and if you work with a realtor, you're actually going to get on average a 10% less than that, which would be $16,500 less than 165, which would put you at 148.5. I told you that you usually make more by working directly with us and not
Right.
involving a realtor.
But if, like I told her, if you, can't come up some on the price, then, I would like to get a little more for it.
I understand.
But, if you can't come up on the price, then I told her, then I would go ahead and do the 150. And then if you had, within that 15 days, if you decide not to take it, then I'm giving her the opportunity to put it up for sale.
Margaret,
And
it just sounds like, it just sounds like, there's just a trust issue between us that, you would want to keep her in the middle of this, and you're going to get less money than if you had just worked for me and worked with me.
well, I've already got an agreement with her
Okay, well
on
then
a
that's
one,
fine.
like on a certain fee.
Well, I'm just gonna do the right thing, I think, and just step away. It just doesn't seem like, you trust what I'm offering, and so, or else you wouldn't have brought Emily in. And not everybody is a yes. Some people just, some people I just can't help. So I get it, but I'm just gonna let this go, and I wish you the best. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you.